Could you pray for me for a moment that I'll be able to speak a word to you from the Lord, and I'll pray that you're able to hear what he wants you to hear. Let us entrust each other and our prayers to Our Lady's intercession. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. It's interesting that we have this gospel at the beginning of Lent. And you know there are three cycles of readings, so we'll have a different gospel next year from the Gospel of Mark, but it will still be the temptation in the desert. And the year after that, it'll be from the Gospel of Luke, and it'll still be the temptation in the desert. And for the last 1,500 years, even before we had these three cycles, we still reflected on the first Sunday of Lent on the temptation in the desert. Why do I say that's interesting? You might say, well, it sounds kind of Lenten to me. Well, the interesting part is that the gospel actually takes place at the end of 40 days. This is at the end of 40 days. Jesus had been in the desert for 40 days, and at the end of 40 days, he's being tempted by the devil. Seems to me that we would do well to read this again during Holy Week. Maybe you'll remember that. Because during Holy Week, we will have been in the desert of Lent for 40 days. And we might find ourselves hungry. We might find ourselves grasping after things that we've let go of. We might find ourselves a little bit more stretched and a little bit more tempted. But when we look at the gospel and the way that Jesus handles those temptations, it's helpful for us, even if we're at the beginning of Lent, I'm willing to say that probably for no one here is this the first Lent. And maybe for some of you, it's the 40th Lent, or the 60th Lent, or the, I don't know, lots of Lents. We're moving on in our lives, and we start to get stretched over time. And one of the things that Jesus teaches us to do is what God taught the Israelites to do after the end of their 40 years in the desert. All three of the scripture passages that Jesus quotes are from the book of Deuteronomy. The book of Deuteronomy is essentially a book of memory. The book of Deuteronomy consists entirely of the words of Moses after the Israelites have spent 40 years in the desert. They're right on the edge of the promised land. They're right up to the River Jordan. They're ready to cross over. And Moses gathers the people. It's actually a new generation at this point. It's not the same people that started out on the way to the desert. It's all their children and grandchildren. And so Moses takes the opportunity to remind them of everything that has happened. And it teaches us this incredibly important lesson. Remember. Remember what God has done for you. Remember how he has been faithful. Remember how he has loved you. That's the central message. And so, whether it's the first quotation from Jesus, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God, that's when Moses was reminding the Israelites that they had gone without food in the desert. They didn't bring anything out with them when Pharaoh drove them out. And after a short period of time, they were hungry. And they complained. And God provided. And he provided manna for them every day for 40 years. Don't forget that, Moses says. You're going to enter into a land of milk and honey. Everything's going to be easy. But don't forget that God is faithful. That God provides. And think of the way that he provided for you on your journey. It's very good for us at the beginning of Lent and as a regular practice in our lives to remember these things. In fact, it's very good for us even to share these things with others. One of my happy new initiatives as the spiritual director for St. Vincent Seminary is to have developed small faith-sharing groups among the seminarians so that they can share with each other the ways that God is working in their lives, the ways that they experience temptations, perhaps, the ways that they have cried out to the Lord and He's provided for them, the ways that they experience their calling to the priesthood, to be able to share that with one another. And it's so powerful. It's so helpful. It really strengthens us. I can't encourage it enough. We waste a lot of time talking about a lot of useless things. To take a little bit of time to talk about how God has been there in our lives, to remember how He has been there, that quality of memory is so important. Maybe this afternoon you can share with each other, maybe this morning you can share with each other and your families how God has been at work in your life. Maybe the first encounter that you had with Him. Maybe the time that your faith was sort of taken to a new level. Maybe that fire has settled a little bit, but recalling how God provided, intervened in that moment of difficulty, in that critical moment, or in a time of prayer, can help to stir that flame up a little bit, which is so good for us as we enter into the Lenten season. It's very easy to become a little bit jaded, cynical, another Lent, whatever. But this is a real opportunity to go deeper, have a deeper conversion, to experience greater freedom. How wonderful it would be. And again, we see the power of Jesus in remembering. He's calling on the book of memory, Deuteronomy, and He Himself is remembering how God has provided for His people and that God is faithful. Now, there's an additional irony that I want to bring out, because maybe you even feel this temptation. Well, I remember that God used to provide, but it doesn't seem like He's providing for me now. Maybe you're experiencing a new trial in your life. Maybe there's a new illness, or there's a new challenge with finances. Maybe something in your family, children, or spouse. Maybe there's a new difficulty that you're facing. And you kind of wonder, well, yeah, maybe He was faithful before, but is He going to be faithful again? Well, Jesus Himself had just spent 40 days in the desert, and apparently God didn't provide any food for Him because He was hungry. But He still has the courage to remember that God provided food for the people of Israel. And so even though He's feeling stretched, He's feeling the pinch of God letting Him experience His own weakness, experience His own poverty, experience His own hunger, His own humanity, as we might experience our own age or our own sickness, our own limitations, we experience the bite, the pinch of our struggles, because we can't do everything that we want to do, and we feel it. Even in the midst of that, Jesus can say, I know God is faithful. He's going to let me go to a certain point, but He's going to provide. And so I don't need to take matters into my own hands. I don't need to turn these stones into bread, because I trust. The Father is good, and He loves me, and He'll provide what I need. And Jesus is, He carries that conviction, of course, all the way to death on the cross. Even on the cross, He can say, into Your hands, Father, I commend my spirit. He doesn't call down 12 legions of angels to deliver Him from that ultimate trial. And this is the kind of strength that we can gain also from reading the Scriptures, from learning how God has been faithful to His people, and then also from remembering in our own personal lives how God has been faithful to me. And the more that we can speak about those things and share those things, remember those things and be built up by those things, we're much better off in facing the temptations that come, whether during this Lenten season, already happening now in our lives, or at whatever point in the future. We remember. And it's fundamentally what we do in the Eucharist as well. Memory is not just some abstracted rationalization and nostalgia. Memory is something that actually brings forth that power into the present moment. And so as the church remembers the faithfulness of God and the way that He feeds us with His own body and blood, the faithfulness of God and how He has come among us to meet us in our trials and to bring us strength, the faithfulness of God who never ceases to love us unconditionally and without end. And he reveals that love to us again as we remember what he did at the Last Supper and as he does it for us again in this Eucharist.